For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and this is a very special episode because it is the second episode of the Manifest Book Club, and the book that I chose for this month is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I am joined with a very special guest who, this is now your second time back on this podcast.
Yes. Yep.
The first time you were on it, I got so many messages.
Really?
So many. And ever since then, I've talked about you in every single episode since.
Oh, I know. I listen.
Thank you so much. So everyone, this is Jen Salino.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, it's you, Jen.
It's me, Jen.
It's you, Jen.
It's me, Jen.
And you're back.
I'm back. I'm so excited.
How do you feel?
Pretty good about it. I think I'm just going to talk on them once a month for you.
Totally.
I'll be like a special guest.
That would be really great. Yeah. What should we talk about all the time?
Anything.
Housewives. Of course.
And yoga.
Yoga, of course.
Food.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
But today's book.
Great. I'm excited.
Yay. So when I chose this book, The Power of Now, I wanted to choose this one because I feel like The Power of Now does a really great job tying in how to take what we learned in The Untethered Soul, which is a book that you've also read.
Yep.
And it takes it one step further, but also implements it into daily life and like real, you know, day-to-day situations. Yeah, like it's very bite-sized, digestible, and you're so well-versed in this field.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Also, if you guys don't know, and you guys are listening and or watching on YouTube, which you should totally watch on YouTube if you're not, Jen is my yoga teacher as I'm going through yoga teacher training.
It's very exciting. How many hours?
Don't tell Caroline. I'm just kidding. I'm at like 90 hours right now.
So almost halfway done. We're going to be done by December 31st.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
So ambitious.
I know.
You think we're going to get there?
Yeah, we could do anything.
Ain't that the truth? Amen. I freaking men. So I talk about Jen all the time. Jen has, you know, impacted my life so much in the past few years, but really this past year, like 2023, it's like the year of Jen for me.
Thanks.
So this is the last spiritual book for this year. I will announce what next month's book is at the end of this episode, so be sure to listen to that. But I wanted to round out the year with this book and with you specifically because
you have
so much knowledge of this.
Thank you.
And I know that people want more of you.
All right, here we go, people.
As do I.
Here we go.
So should we just begin?
Let's get into it.
Let's begin. So I have a list of questions here, and I will link below where I got the questions from, but also some I just like made up in my mind. But I will have links down below to anything. And if you guys are listening along or watching on YouTube, I would love to know any responses that you guys have. You guys can drop them in the YouTube video and in the comments, and we can just chat more.
Great.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one.
Here we go.
The Power of Now proposes that the present moment is all that we truly have. How did this concept resonate with you, and how did you interpret it?
So ideally, we only have this one breath. We're not guaranteed more than this one. And the ones we've already taken are gone. So we just have this moment. I've talked about this before in the other podcast. I have anxiety and depression. So a lot of time my mind races forward and back. And so sometimes it's just nice to be right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Right in this moment, everything is great. We're sitting here, we're chatting. This moment right now, couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, I agree. I think when you really implement this concept, and I mean, the book gets way deeper into it.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
It gets like trippy.
Yeah, we talk about, or he talks about, we don't talk about anything. I didn't write the book. But in yoga, we talk about a lot of where are you right now? Mm-hmm. What's perception? Is this real? What is real? Are we in a dream? Is this a simulation? So it can get really a little trippy. I do like that he makes it simple.
Yes.
Like, it's just right now. We don't have to get too crazy. And he breaks it down.
What I find crazy is that the entire book, I listened on audio. So how many pages is it? Like 200-300? Yeah. The entire book is the title. Like, he spends the whole book defending the title.
Correct.
And it makes so much sense. Like if you have not read the book and you're just listening to this podcast episode, the whole book is formatted with, it's in Q&A. So someone asks a question and he answers it. And the answer to every single question is, well, you only have right now. And I mean, it sounds so like juvenile and so like, duh, but it really is the answer to everything that the human mind wants to put into question. Like, okay, but I had this experience in the past and that made me who I am today. So how can you just discount that? And his answer would have been, well, the past was the past now.
Right.
But it the was past the now. Now.
Was the now then. That's who right. you were then.
Then.
Now that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I was a cheerleader. I'm not a cheerleader anymore.
Right.
But that's part of who I was, but that's in the past.
And that or isn't even pain. You.
That's not who I
that's
am.
That's not even you.
No.
And it's just so crazy that the title of the book throughout the entire book is the only thing that you need to grasp. Like a lot with The Untethered Soul, I said in the last bonus episode that you could just read the first chapter and then put the book away. And like that's all that you really needed to know from that book.
Yes, but I think it's harder to understand.
Totally.
Like, I get there's a soul and, you know, you are not the voice in your head and yeah. you're not your body. I get it. They just take it very deep.
They take it very deep, but the later chapters of all of these books just drive
re-emphasize
home the point. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's what's cool about these books that lean into spirituality is like, it's one concept, but we like to overcomplicate things so because that's thing. What we do.
Do you think that's why they need 300 pages?
Oh my God, 100%.
We don't understand on the 20th page that yes. right now is right now. So yes. they just keep writing the same thing yes. and we keep reading it.
Yes.
Yep.
And I thought some of the questions were really valid and really good. Like, and I bring this up all the time in yoga teacher training. I'm like, I understand all this and I love all this, but how do people pay their bills? And that was a question asked in the right. book. And it was like, okay, I get what you're saying, but I still have the responsibilities of life. Like I still have bills to pay. I still can feel sadness. Like I can still have grief. I can horrible
well,
things
still
can
human.
Still happen. Yeah.
But you don't have to take everything so personally. And our ego gets in the way a lot, right? Everybody
yes.
has to go to work. Everybody is going to suffer some hardships. We're all going to experience the same things that all human beings experience, but we're so much more than human beings.
So much more. Yeah, it's cool. All right, let's move on to number two because we're getting on some good tangents and I want to make sure we hit all the points. Oh, yeah, this book gets a little trippy in some parts, man. Okay, how do you say his name, by the way?
I say Eckhart Tolle.
Tolle.
I think it sounds fancier.
Yeah. Okay, Tolle. I say Tolle.
Okay, Tolle. Okay,
but whatever. I've also heard Toll.
I've heard Toll, too, so I'm going to call him Eckhart.
Eckhart, okay.
That
E.T. I'll call him E.T. Eckhart Tolle, open to interpretation, identifies the mind as both the enemy and the vehicle to enlightenment. Can you share your thoughts on this paradox?
Yeah, or don't you ever get done a really good yoga class and you're in that state of what everyone calls like yoga high? Mm-hmm. Like your mind can take you there. That same mind in 20 minutes can have you like ripping the guy in front of you because mm-hmm. he's moving too slow or he's had the wrong turn signal on. So you have to control your mind. You have to drive your mind to the thoughts that you want. It is so easy for everyone to get up and be, woe is me. I have this issue. I don't have what I want. But you have to train your thoughts. Train your thoughts, change your life.
So true. And I like the paradox, as the question says, because it is true that your mind is like your worst enemy. Like your mind makes up your entire reality. So if your mind says to yourself, like, I'm going to have a bad day, I'm depressed, I'm sad, I'm this, I'm that.
You make up conversations that you think are going to happen during the day.
The anxiety of it all.
Yep.
The what if scenarios.
You made
of
that
life.
Whole thing up in your head and then you see that person, you're like, hi. And then you're waiting to fight, but that wasn't even real.
And you know what that is now that we talk about all the time, like in, I'll say, the common world, is it's now just called intrusive thoughts.
Yes.
And that's just what we've accepted. But it's like that's the ego or anxiety like coming to the mind and then we attach the power to it and we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like I think about this all the time the other day. Like my boyfriend, I said something to him. I was like, what if da da da? And he was like, you realize you just entirely made that up, right? Like that was
I make up stories all the time. I call my sister. I'm like, is this real life?
Yeah.
I'm like, did I just make that up? And she was like, nope, it's okay. We gotcha.
For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Mm-hmm. And that same mind that can create all these false senses of reality and scenarios in your mind is the same mind that can bring you to enlightenment.
Correct.
But if you detach yourself from it.
Right. But it, you know, it's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think the same thought every day. Every day they get up and say, mm-hmm. I hate my job. Or I hate this car. I know.
Jen hates her car.
I'm getting a new car. Manifesting that for 2024. But they have habitual thoughts, and sometimes it's hard to change direction when you've been going one way your whole life.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good time to bring up like the abruptness that he had in his spiritual awakening, I guess we could say.
Yes.
And how it doesn't need to be this life-altering moment that's so life or death.
Right.
For lack of a better term. So do you want to explain his?
Sure. He was I believe a professor and had done it for many years. And long story short, he was in his late 20s and woke up one night in the middle of the night. He suffers from anxiety and depression, and he thought about taking his own life. He wanted to separate his thoughts and his body. And during his, I'm going to call, or what he calls a spiritual awakening, this chance to redo his life over, to let the old ego die and then be in the power of now. Like who he was that night does not exist anymore. He actually let that person, that version of himself die, which I think most people do. Like I'm not the same person I am now that I was in my 20s. I don't know that everybody needs to get to that point of this life isn't worth living anymore, but I think people have to go through their, you know, they call it their night of awakening, this spiritual awakening, the death of the soul. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you just get sick and tired of your own stuff and you just change.
Another way that your ego can die?
Yoga.
I know.
Yoga.
It's the best.
We're going to do ASMR for yoga.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
you'll like unravel the mat and hear it slap on the ground.
That's your next podcast. That'd be awesome.
All right, next one.
That'd be awesome. So yeah, I don't think it needs to be this drastic moment of like, I want to unalive myself.
Yeah.
But you can have this moment where you're like, you know, I'm unhappy with my life, or you don't even have to be unhappy with your life. You could just want something more out of your life that you haven't felt yet. A shift.
It's just a shift in perception. Mm-hmm. That's what yoga is. Mm-hmm. You're just seeing your life in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you get a new pair of glasses and you're like, oh my God, I can finally see that sign 50 feet ahead of me. That's kind of what being in the now is. In this moment, everything is very clear to me.
What was your moment?
I think I had several moments along my life. I think I was always interested in spirituality. I loved Oprah as a kid, and she was my gateway into the spiritual world. She'd have these Eckhart, E.T. on. You would have a bunch of spiritual. So I was always very interested in it. And I told the story. I didn't know I liked yoga until I really hated yoga and then came back. But I knew there was something more. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted something more. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't have a spiritual awakening. I mean, I was sitting on a beach one day, and I was like, I think I'm going to apply for yoga school. And then when I got home, I received a check for $1,509. School was $1,500, so I just thought it was a sign.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know that I broke down.
But I think that's even more powerful.
But I had breakthroughs, right.
Because, you don't need this big dramatic, like, his story is incredible and it's a story, but I don't want people listening to this or reading this book thinking like
it needs to get that bad.
It doesn't need to get that bad.
You could just
bad.
Wake up on Tuesday and just be like, let's just see what would happen if I did something different today.
Yeah, like you were on the beach and you got like that download, like,
yeah,
that's
just right. It's just a moment
as simple
for me.
As that,
yep,
as that clarity. Yeah, mine was the same sort. I didn't have anything dramatic. It was just something that piqued my interest, and I can't even really remember. I think my one friend Rachel was like, oh, you should watch The Secret. This was in like 10th grade, like, mm-hmm. I was in high school.
Oh,
like,
I
should
watched it.
The Secret.
I have the
and
book
I just
still.
Think that just like piqued my interest after that, and then I just like slowly just wanted to start learning more. So it doesn't have to be this where you're like at rock bottom and your life is meaningless and you feel depressed and like everything's going bad, and then you need like a come to
I mean,
Jesus
I do
moment,
think you need to have
term.
A little bit of self-awareness.
Yeah, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, right. For sure. For sure. All right, wonderful. Moving on, question number three. How has the power of now changed your, we're getting into it, perception of time, past, present, and future?
So I do believe that we are spiritual beings. And that although my body will no longer cease, my energy will remain. Therefore, I believe that time is this strange continuum of events that we get to experience. I don't know, like when my body dies, I might still be able to experience something. I don't know.
No, it's wild. I really liked in the book when he was talking about the construct of time. And I think all of us, no matter what you believe, can all agree on the fact that we made up time, like humans created time. Right. And it's just a way of keeping track of the days. We can all understand that. But he was saying how, like, if you were to ask an eagle what the time was, the eagle's answer would have been, what do you mean?
Time?
The time is now. Like, right. It's now. And again, it's the title of the book, but it just makes so much sense. And when there was a question posed in the book, like, who I was in the past made me who I am today. And if there is no future, how should I have goals to work towards? And I can see that, because if you like really subscribe to the message and the concept that he puts out there of like the future doesn't exist, it can kind of make the moment of right now two things, and it's how you choose to look at it, either really exciting and powerful or meaningless, dare I say. Like, it can get like,
but then again, that's
both
the
ways.
Ego.
Yeah.
That's the ego saying who you were is a terrible person, so you can never be a better person. But right now is the only person you are.
Yes. Right now is the only person that you are. Right. And he also says, like, the past was the now and the future is going to be the now. So you can prepare for this all you want, but it's just a waste of time and energy.
It's a waste of time and energy.
Because you only have now.
Again, it's our ego that we're planning out something. Now, listen, please put some money away for retirement. We are humans. So like, I want you to be prepared. Get real. A 401k, take care of your taxes.
Yeah, don't but go to jail waiting, over this.
Right. But stop waiting for what is. Like people who say, oh, I'm going to go away in 10 years. Go away now. Mm-hmm. It's now. What are you waiting for? It's now.
That's the thing. People wait for life to begin.
Amen.
They
people
wait.
People wait for their life to begin. But your life is right now. Mm-hmm. What are you waiting for? If this is only now, if we only have this moment, you're going to waste it?
So true. A few weeks ago, I put out an episode of how to manifest if you're lost. Jen, that's coming out on Monday because
great.
We're pre-recording this.
For that.
And in it, I talk about how I kind of told my story a little bit of how I got to, you know, where I am today and just like actually meaning like a podcast, speaking in this very moment to whoever's listening to this right now, like how I got here, whatever. And I kind of explained canon events and how I didn't know I was having a canon event until I looked back on it years later and was like, actually, that was a very life-changing moment for me. Like that.
But again, self-awareness.
Self-awareness, but also to the point of you don't know what's going to change your life in the moment. So you just have to live your life completely in the moment of now. Like if you try to control, we've all seen the movies where when people time travel and they change one thing, their whole life changes.
The butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect. And if that's not the truth, like I don't know what is. Like you can prepare all you want for the future. You can live all you want in the past. But right now really is the only moment that you have.
Right. That's why I tell you all the time, I say yes to almost everything and I give myself a boundary. Mm-hmm. 3 months, 6 months, but you've got to say yes to opportunities because this is right now. They're being presented to you. It's a gift from the universe. This is something you've asked for maybe years or months ago. Manifestation is real, but you have to be aware that it's coming to you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's crazy. Like, I think about, like, even opening the yoga studio in Sea Isle. Like, do you think if I didn't tour the space that day, we'd be doing this today? Probably
no,
not.
That's what I'm saying. You say yes to. When you yeah. called me, you were like, should I get yes?
Yeah.
I knew that what that yes meant was going to be greater for who I was going to be, who we were going to be, that type of thing. Like, this was an opportunity you don't say no to. The universe so sends true. You things. You just can't
and
just
that's
shut
with
the door.
Everything. Like, if you want Chick-fil-A, you go to Chick-fil-A. You don't know who you're yeah. going to meet in the line. You don't know if that nugget's going to change your life. Stupid example, but you really never know.
You never know.
Yes
you
to life.
You just don't know. Say yes to life. And not to if, everything
and,
again.
And know if things don't serve you.
Right. And sometimes a no is a misdirection. Like that, sometimes a no is a good answer for
yes.
you. Like it's being, you're being guided to something else.
Yes, that's meant for you.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the no's. Lean into it. Okay, number four.
Great.
Tole suggests that suffering stems from our identification within our minds.
Yes.
This is a big one because we'll get into it. Did this resonate with you? And have you noticed instances in your life where this might be the case?
Sure.
Tell me.
People get stuck in who they were. In that you can take that suffering with you and it causes dis-ease throughout the body. I have ADHD. I have anxiety. I don't have those things. Those are things that I'm making up in my own head. So we talk about this in yoga. It's this false identification. There are times that I may think I'm good at something or I think I'm bad at something, but it's just a false identification that we create in our minds to keep ourselves safe.
Mm-hmm. And then we attach ourselves to it.
Of course.
The ego loves identity.
The ego loves labels.
Loves labels.
Yeah. And I've fallen into that. Who hasn't?
Who doesn't?
Right? Like sometimes I want that title. I mm-hmm. wanted to say master trainer, but I'm still a master trainer, whether I have the title on it anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My ego likes that.
And how can you blame yourself? Everyone does. Like everyone, even like when we began this episode, you're like, I have anxiety and depression. And mm-hmm. we just identify with that stuff. And I say that too all the time. Like,
yeah, I really have to anxiety. Stop saying it. I really do.
What do we say instead?
I have excitement.
Excitement.
I have excitement that I don't know how to process. It's like it sits there in my stomach.
You know what I liked was when in the book he would mention how happiness was that feeling of enlightenment and bliss, or when the brain for those split seconds that you just don't think, like that's that enlightenment that like we chase after or that we don't even know that we want until we experience it, and then we're like, oh, that was really nice. Like that would be a nice identification of the mind. But then the mind wants to label that.
Well, and it wants to hold on to it.
Yeah.
It starts like saying, how long can I be here? But you can't label it. It just has to experience. That's what I think yoga is. Like when you get caught up with the breath and the movement and mm-hmm. nothing else matters.
No, you can't even think about anything else.
I don't think about it. I don't even know that I can't. I don't think I can think about anything else.
No.
I think whatever takes over and just gives me a moment of bliss.
Like I'm thinking back to our yoga class yesterday, like when we were in the middle of it, I don't even know where my mind was.
Neither do I.
I can't even begin to think what I was thinking. Like we were in so many chair poses yesterday. I can't even remember thinking to myself, like, I can't even wait to get out of it.
No, I don't think that I had the thought process or the awareness mm-hmm. to think about anything. Mm-hmm. I liked being guided.
Mm-hmm. Where were we?
I don't know, because somebody was like, did you hear somebody laugh in the front? I was like, what?
No.
It was like, I didn't even know there were people in the front.
No, it's so true. Like, yeah, so the mind likes to identify with things, and I think that's normal because we are, you know, when we're growing up and even now, like, we identify with our names. Like, who are you? I'm Tori. You're right. Jen. Like, it's a label that we are assigned and put on ourselves.
Right, and then
like,
we add more labels, right? Then you become an owner or a boss or a mother or an aunt
daughter,
or a sister.
It yep. just goes on and on. So like it's normal to identify things as they come up and then to have that become part of your personality mm-hmm. and part of, you know, what makes you you. But kind of going back to what the untethered soul says, it's like
Well, who are you?
Right. If you strip all that away, who are you?
Who the F are you? What are you? You're conscious.
You're,
and yeah. Then what is being conscious?
I don't know.
Are we going to levitate?
I can't wait to do that.
You want to levitate?
I mean, it'll be fun.
How do you think we could do that?
I don't know. We're not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Maybe yesterday we were levitating and that's why we can't remember what we were doing in yoga.
Well, I do think we were
on the ground.
Time. I think we were just time space traveling for a moment.
Oh my God. You know what I want to talk about all the time, but I can't. The Prakriti and Purusha. Oh my God. That changed my life.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
We'll talk about that another episode in the new year.
I can't wait. Okay. I can wait for YTT to be done because I want to do this for the rest of my life, every single day YTT. But I also can't wait because then we can talk about it more.
Okay.
It's so cool. Okay. Number five. Let's see. Where are we? Toli refers to the now as a portal to our eternal, indestructible essence. How do you interpret this concept? A portal to your eternal, indestructible essence.
I think the portal happens again. I'm going to have to bring it back to yoga in that space of Shavasana where you remember you're not your body and you're not your soul. Well, you are your soul, but you're not the voice you hear. And then it's almost this time stops. And I feel like that's the portal. I think when you give in to the now and almost to the nothingness, that's where the portal opens.
Keep going.
I think it's available to all of us. I think, again, we get caught up in our lives. And we miss these opportunities, these window openings, these things we've manifested. I think those are the portals we step through sometimes when we say yes to things, even when we're scared or anxious or depressed.
The portal concept is a really wild one.
Mm-hmm. How many portals do you think you go through?
Oh, God. Do you think we step through a portal?
Oh, hell yes.
When?
Hell yes.
Like 5 minutes ago?
I think yes. I think anytime. So there's a saying that anytime two or more people gather together to talk about something, we manifest it together. So maybe we did walk through a portal. Maybe this isn't even real.
It is, but it isn't.
Right.
It's real to me.
It's real to me right now.
But what if you're, I can't go there. I can't go there, Jen. I'm going to levitate.
I wish you could. I can't wait to see you levitate. You're gonna be like, oh my God,
just wait on two. It's gonna happen when I hit 200 hours.
Okay. All right,
I'm just gonna ascend off the floor.
Oh my God, I'm totally videotaping that. That's going on YouTube.
I'm totally kidding.
That's gonna be my new tagline. I can make you levitate, me and Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Love her. We should have her on the pod.
Okay,
let me know, Dua Lipa. Okay. How did Toli's teachings on presence and now influence your day-to-day life?
We only have right now. I only have today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it the best day ever. Mm-hmm. Maybe I go get Chick-fil-A because I want to. Maybe I take a nap this afternoon because that's what I need. Mm. I think because we only have now, and again, I'm human. I get caught up, but talking about it yesterday, I was so in the now of yesterday, I did not eat. So sometimes I'll ask myself now, am I hungry? Am I thirsty? In this moment, do I need anything? Mm-hmm. I check in with myself. So that has helped me to slow down and be present.
Yeah, I think now is that moment in time that we like to put a time frame on. Mm-hmm. And presence is how we show up in the now. And when I was listening to this, I was driving. And I just got done a spin class. And after spin, my mind is like, it's in a million places because I'm like hyped up. I'm talkative. I'm chatty. I normally call my mom. I'll call my best friend, Lindsay. Like, I'll just call a million people after a spin because I just want to talk. And I'm all over the place and I'm driving. And it's just like, it's a lot. And I was listening to this book and it was just saying to be fully present in the now. And in that moment, I was like, you know what? I need to do that. Like, I just need to drive. So I put both my hands on the wheels And I was just listening to the book and I was driving and I was like, this is the only thing that matters. Like, I knew I was getting text messages that I eventually had to respond to. I knew when I was coming home, I was gonna take a shower and I was gonna have dinner and I was gonna watch Love Island. Like, I knew all these things that I was gonna do afterwards. And I was just so caught up in like getting home and getting to do everything and calling people and texting people. But in that moment, I was like, I'm just going to do the one thing that's in front of me, which is drive my car. And it was such a nice drive.
Do you remember I gave you a homework assignment about sitting down and eating a piece of fruit for an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll talk about that. And Thich Nhat Hanh, I'm sure I got that name wrong, but you can Google him. To be in the now, it's like you do one thing at a time. So if you're eating an orange, you do nothing but eat that orange. You peel it slowly. It takes him like an hour to drink a cup of tea. I think Oprah had tea with him. Mm. And they would just take one sip at a time. And it was fascinating. And I think, again, as human, we do. We have things. I want to get home. I want to get in the shower. I want to watch my Bravo. I'm three episodes behind. Mm. But just drive home right now. And you get to experience so much stuff. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I saw like a gorgeous, well, the sun was already pretty much set, but like the clouds were moving in a really pretty way. There were so many deer. And this time of year, I'm like really afraid of deer because they literally just jump out and they like try to hit your car. It's like whack-a-mole for them. But like as soon as I stopped being afraid of them, I was just like, oh my God, they're so pretty. And they're just trying to cross the street.
You look at trees. We have beautiful like foliage. So yeah, like you get to be in the moment.
In the moment. And it was such a nice drive. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. And then for the rest of that night, like I had dinner. It was amazing. My mom made this like prime rib meat sauce with homemade gnocchi. Oh my God. It was just insane. And I just was like enjoying that moment and just being fully present. And like everything else can wait. And I feel like that was the biggest takeaway of this book for me, was that everything else can wait. Like, it's not normal that we have phones that people can reach us 24/7.
No, but when these concept came out, we didn't have all these distractions.
Right.
It's so hard in 2023 to not be distracted. If it's not the phone, it's the computer. If it's not the computer, it's the watch. It's like, mm-hmm. you can be, anyone can reach you at any time.
Not normal.
No, but that's why in this moment, mm-hmm. right now, this is what I'm doing.
The only thing that matters is what I'm doing right now. Like what I can see, what I can smell, what I can touch, like all of my senses are going to be driven to this one moment in time. And I feel like when you really capture that, like that's the bliss.
That's the bliss.
That's the enlightenment. Mm-hmm. That's the moment. And then you take it a step further and you remove your ego from that moment.
Okay, well, that's for another one. Because sometimes I'm just so proud of myself that I did one thing at a time.
It does feel good. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you just feel so, like...
accomplished it's that sense of...
Yeah, I remember a few months ago, two of my friends were fighting and I was in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And I was at the beach and I just went down to the beach by the water and I just looked at the water. And my mind was kind of same thing as like after spending like in a million different places. I was just thinking like, why would they say this? I would have said this, said it all, these sort of whatever, all these conversations go in your mind. And I was just looking at the water and like just listening to it, watching the birds, feeling the sand, and like everything that was going on externally just stopped. And I was just
I love
so
the beach for that. I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah, the beach is so healing.
So healing. Just it gets you out of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. It gets you like really connected. Mm-hmm. You can watch the waves. You can hear the waves. You can smell the waves. You can touch the water. Yeah. I agree.
But I have to admit, like how I felt in that moment was exactly how I felt in my car driving home from Spin. So like if you're listening to this and you are like, well, I don't live near the beach and I don't like where I live and I don't have like the best home life or whatever it might be, like whatever your reasons are of like why you can't feel happiness or bliss or enlightenment, like it's not anything external. They just help, but it's all internal.
The power of now.
The power of now. Okay. These three quotes I thought were very powerful and they are in forms of meditation and presence, which we've learned from this book are like the key to enlightenment and essentially like what it is. Like he's living in a meditation, it feels like. Is he not?
Yes. And that's where he can choose what happens.
So true.
You get to choose what happens to you.
It's like a real life video game.
It's a real life. I want to be Princess Peach.
You can be Princess Peach.
She's cute.
Yeah.
I'm not into Mario. I'm not. Sorry.
But in your world, she can be cute.
She is. She's Princess Jen.
Are you identifying with Princess Peach as your ego?
Oh, no. I have other alter egos. I'm a little bit of every housewife. We'll talk about that on another day.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're totally going to talk about housewives. If you guys can't tell, Jen and I are obsessed with Bravo. Every single thing in yoga teacher training that we learned, we somehow relate it back to Bravo.
Yeah. We're going to the clubhouse.
We are going to the clubhouse.
We're coming to see you.
We should bartend.
Okay. But oh, my God. Andy would love that.
I mean, I don't drink, so I don't think they're going to
be. No, neither do I. But yeah, we can make mocktails. Or they, we
for
can make
Kyle Richards.
Drinks. Kyle. I got you.
I feel like no I'm housewives are drinking too. Right now.
I know.
Right? Like Gina's not.
I know.
No one is.
Well, neither is.
Who?
Shannon Bedour.
So true.
Take an Uber, people.
No, literally, please Uber. Okay. You know who shouldn't? Whatever. Lala's not drinking.
Oh, yeah, right. Lala stopped drinking.
James should stop drinking, but he's well, like back
no,
on it.
No, but he's really funny when he's a little tipsy. A worm totally. With a mustache.
You think he was tipsy for that?
Oh,
did they take a tequila
was...
shop before? I feel like
I don't
they
know
did.
If they do, but
and
they're also
it.
California sober.
So true.
So I think they're funny.
So true. Okay. Anyway, back to meditation. These are quotes from the book. The first one is, close your eyes and pay attention to your breath. Now picture yourself in a room filled with light and start to breathe that light in and bring it into your body. And just to focus on bringing the light in with the breath. I really liked that meditation quote because it tied in, one, the untethered soul.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I feel like it's a really good visual way. A lot of people, I think, are visual people. I'm a visual person of what enlightenment can almost look like and how to bring it into yourself. So I liked that. The second quote was, close your eyes and start with your toes, working your way up through each body part and really pay attention to each body part. What does it feel like? What is it touching? Everything about it. I liked that one because it brings in the sense of touch. Mm-hmm. And the last one is, think, I wonder what my next thought will be. And as you wait, you will be thoughtless and you can slowly go into the now. So Jen, how do you implement and practice meditation in your day-to-day life?
I meditate a few times a day. My first meditation begins before I get out of bed. As soon as I open my eyes, I have a meditation. I say a little prayer and I just kind of let myself be still before my day starts, before my ego gets in the way or the emails or the TikTok. I start my day off basically saying this is a brand new day and I've been gifted this day. I have the luxury of coming home in the afternoon where I will take a shower. First off, I love my showers, but I'm a big shower meditation person. So I will take a shower where I visualize that the water is rinsing off my day or my worries or my concerns or my ego, and it takes it right down the drain. I can't go back and get that.
Mm.
So I come out of that shower feeling refreshed and new and back to being me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can start the rest of my day with letting go of my morning. At the end of the day, I do a little meditation. I do journaling, letting go of my day. I don't want to take anything with me to tomorrow. I have so much ideally to do tomorrow. I can't take some baggage with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a little meditation. I thank the universe for the day I've been given and I let it go so that I go to bed, I get downloaded with my dreams and let's see who I'm going to be tomorrow.
You've been meditating for a few years now. Does it get easier?
Much easier.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do well sitting in the middle of a room in complete silence, wearing special clothes. I will do guided meditations. I think they're great. Deepak Chopra has the greatest guided meditations. He does special events with Oprah, usually at the beginning of the year, if you go to the Chopra channel, and you can do a 30-day meditation. It's a great way to start. I like to do meditation in my yoga practice, in a restorative practice. I usually do some kind of guided meditation. I like just to get quiet and just, again, to be here now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't serve me to keep worrying about what happened. And I will freak myself out if I worry about what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I know right now, everything's okay.
And we're good.
We're good.
And I think that was probably the second biggest takeaway that I took from this book, was that if you really instill being present in the now, that is meditation mm-hmm. in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, you meditated driving home.
Yes.
Being in that moment is a form of meditation.
I would say this is very meditative for us. Like, are you thinking about what's on your phone?
No, never.
Are you thinking about what you're going to do after this?
No, but I think it's also conscious. We're both very present to the conversation. We are both in the now.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. And like yesterday in yoga, I mean, yoga is a meditation in and of itself.
Right, it's a moving meditation.
But I had no idea like where we were, what we were thinking, like what we were doing.
Nope. It's the best. How nice is it to stop thinking for a moment?
So nice.
Yeah. It's like a little break for your brain.
It's a brain break.
It's a brain break.
The girls will say how when their boyfriends are around, they just stop thinking. So true. That's how it is with meditation. You just stop thinking.
You just stop thinking.
You just get to turn off your brain.
Well, you get to do observe your thoughts, and you get to choose the one you want to think right now.
You get to choose what you want to think right now. Mm-hmm. What would you choose?
Oh, I don't know. I'm too happy to think. I'm like,
oh my God, what a good answer.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to choose anything. I am where
what
I am.
What a good answer.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
That was perfect. Jen, those are all my questions.
Thanks.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we wrap up?
No.
This book.
I think just the opportunity to share it also makes it more real. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice to go through these things with people who are like-minded. Mm. This way you can also hold me accountable when I'm not in the now. When I'm starting to overthink or overwork or overanalyze, you can say, just take a breath right here, right now. Let's get there together.
Yeah. I agree. I think having people that speak your same language is important. But also towards the end of the book, one of the questions that was asked was, well, my partner isn't enlightened, or my parents are enlightened, or who I work with are enlightened. And that also doesn't matter because you are. And that's just what matters. Yeah, it's just about you.
Yeah.
We keep saying that, don't we? It's never about the other person. It's always about you.
Always. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Great book.
It is a great book.
Great book.
I really love it. And I have an announcement of the next book.
I can't wait.
So Jen actually did help me pick this one too. So because the next book club episode is going to be in December, I wanted it to be holiday-esque and one that I've never read before, one that I haven't seen a lot of people talk about either. So if it flops, it's not my fault, because how am I to know? I'm literally just a girl. But the book for next month's Manifest Book Club is The Christmas Guest by Peter Swanson. So this is a mystery holiday book.
Ooh.
Yep. Very excited. Mm-hmm. Very excited. So that episode, let me give you guys the date. That episode of the Manifest Book Club is going to come out on Thursday, December 28th. And as always, you don't have to read the books in real time. These episodes are evergreen. So when this goes out, it'll stay online forever. Sorry if that freaks you out.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. So whenever you guys read the book, you can listen to the episode, and same with this episode and last month's episode of The Untethered Soul. So this was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I'm so grateful to be joined by Jen Cellino.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
I love it.
Where can everyone find you?
You can find me.
We did our retreat. We didn't even talk about our retreat.
Oh,
but
so many things
about,
to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. We're not quite done yet. Talk about where people can find you.
You can find me on all social media. My name is Jen_spiritjunkie. I'm addicted to all things spiritual. I have a website. Hi, it's me, jen.com. And starting in 2024, I have a bunch of retreats that are coming. So if you're interested in traveling with like-minded people, I have some stuff up. But in the meantime, you and I are going to do another retreat together.
We're doing a mini retreat.
Little staycation.
A staycation, if you will. Mm-hmm. So this one is on Friday, December 15th, mm-hmm. from 4 to 8 p.m. And we are doing it at Stride Spin and Fitness in Phoenixville, which is my spin and fitness studio. Jen also teaches there as well.
Yes, I do.
And it's going to be really exciting. So that one is going to be in person. We would eventually love to get into the virtual space somehow to reach more people, but this one is going to be in person for now. I'll have all the details to it linked down below if you guys would be interested. The last retreat that Jen and I did was at the beach in October, and we had podcast listeners come. And it was amazing.
It was so much fun. So this is for the people who couldn't go away, but needed like a little night for the girls, a little yoga, a little meditation, a little chill out before the holidays come. So we could all just be now together.
So we could all be now together. Jen, you're the best.
Thanks. You're the best.
We're the best.
We are the best.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I have another episode coming up on Monday, as always. And until then, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Have a fantastic weekend. Get the next book. I'll leave a link to it down below. If you guys want to read The Power of Now and you haven't yet, I'll have a link to that book down below as well. And that's all, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.